And as I look around, I see new faces.
我有一段时间没有跟你们在一起了，所以现在这么张眼一望，看到了一些新的面孔。
Which is very, very exciting.
让我们很兴奋，很开心。
It reminds me of several years ago when we started the church.
让我想到了很多年前，当我们刚开始教会的时候。
And we had just about 35 people.
我们总共就是35人。
And the Lord blessed us so much with, you know,a lot of more people.
然后神大大的增长了我们的数量。
I remember when some students who had come to the UK from China.
我记得那个时候有很多从中国来的留学生。
You know, were telling their friends who were coming to the UK to study.
他告诉他们所有其他的留学生朋友们。
To come to the house.
来到神的家中。
They used to say, "Well, how are you there?" or something like that.
他们经常是这样鼓励对方一起来的。
Yeah.
海外之家那个时候名字叫
Yes, so this is the house.
这个就是我们海外的家
Where a lot of people had come and they found Jesus.
有很多人来到这个家里面找到了耶稣
And what I'm going to talk about today
那我们今天要讲的题呢
Shows how much, you know, the Lord led us to do to, you know, bless so many people.
可以看到神对我们身上的工作让我们这样去祝福他人
And because their lives were transformed,
因为他们的生命，基督徒的生命有转变。
They also told other people about Jesus.
那他们也会很自然地跟另外一个人讲起他们生命转变的这个耶稣。
What we're going to talk about today is making disciples.
所以我们今天的讲题是培养门徒。
And when we look at the life of Jesus,
当我们来看看耶稣基督身上的榜样。
He called people around him.
他把所有的人召集起来说。
And he poured his life into them.
他把他自己的生命全然的倾倒给所有的人。
He taught them so many things.
他教导众人很多很多的真理。
And at one point,
有一次,
he was arrested and crucified.
他被逮捕了，然后被钉在了十字架上。
He died and was buried.
他死后被埋葬。
And the disciples thought that's the end of it. You know, this man has deceived us.
门徒就觉得糟糕了，这个人是不是骗子呀？骗了我们。
But then after 3 days in the grave,
但是三天以后,
Jesus came back to life.
耶稣重新再次复活。
And he said, well, I told you, you know, whilst I was alive,
所以耶稣说, 记不记得我之前有跟你们说过,
that I was going to suffer and die, and I'll rise again.
说基督会要受害, 会要死, 但是又会要复活。
And after many days,
很多天以后呢,
he told them that he was going to go away.
他就告诉门徒们他将要离开。
But they gave them a charge.
但是他给他们了一个委托。
We can find that in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20.
我们能够看到是马太福音二十八章的十八到十九。
Matthew 28, 18 to 20.
我们能看到马太福音二十八章十八到二十节。
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Verse 20. Okay, all right, I'll read it from here. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So we find that there are a few things that I'll be mentioning, four topics mainly. And the first one is the mission.
那我们先看到了有四个讯息哦。第一个讯息就是耶稣给了一个委托。
What is the mission that we have been given by Jesus?
那神给的一个命令，一个委托是什么？
And it's in verse 18 and verse 19, which we read earlier. And it says, And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
那给我们的这个命令就是刚才我们所读到的，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
This is very, very important because of the state of our world these days.
这个对于我们今天当今的世界来说也是非常重要。
There is so much happening around us.
世上发生了很多事情。
So many things that are deceptive to so many people.
很多人都被欺骗啊、洗脑啊，被这个世界上的理论洗了。
So this charge or this mandate from Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督给了这么大的一个委任给我们。
It's very, very important that we take it on board because when people come to know Jesus, they need to be grounded in Him.
所以我们需要很认真的来做件事情，很上心的做到这个事情。当人来到耶稣基督里面。
And this mission is a mandate that comes from heaven itself.
那这个事情是从天上下来的一个委任和命令。The
mandate is make disciples of all the nations.
神的委托就是叫让我们一起去做门徒。We
have been given something by God.
我们有神给我们的礼物。We
have been given salvation.
我们也得到了救恩这个礼物。And
because we have salvation and we have known Jesus Christ as our Lord,
因为我们已经知道了耶稣基督是我们的主。We
do not want to keep it to ourselves.
我们就不想说是只是留给自己知道就好了。We
do not want to sit on it.
我们也不是说就是安然的。And
therefore, what do you do with what you have been given?
那基督给了你这么大的救恩，你要拿它怎么做呢？
We have to do something about it.
我们当然要做点什么，是吗？
And let the world know that Jesus is Lord first and foremost.
让世界上的人知道耶稣基督真是主。
And secondly, when they come to realize who Jesus is,
同时在认识到耶稣基督是谁时,
they need to be grounded,
他们需要能够站得稳在基督里,
rooted into the things of God.
能够扎根在神的话语里面去。
And so we should have a certain lifestyle.
所以我们需要有一个生活的一个习惯。
And the lifestyle we have is to make disciples.
那生活的习惯就是不停地去培养门徒。
And to do that, we have to be prepared.
那我们要培养门徒的话, 我们自己也需要被预备哦。
You see, you can't borrow preparedness from someone else.
你不能把别人所预备好的事情就说我也预备好了。
You remember the story of the 10 virgins?
记不记得有10个童女的故事在圣经里？
The Bible says 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish.
圣经里面说到有5个聪明的童女，也有5个很愚蠢的童女。
Those who were wise took extra oil with their lamps.
那些聪明的童女，她们已经把油都攒好了。
So that when the bridegroom was delayed,
所以当新郎来到时,
and everyone's oil was running out,
其他的5个童女的油都不够了。
The 5 of them who were wise were able to pour more oil into their lamp.
但是那些聪明的那些童女，她们还满满的有油。
And therefore their lamps kept glowing, and there was brightness around.
因为有油, 所以他们的油灯就一直亮着。
But those who were foolish,
但是那些愚蠢的童女呢?
Their oil ran out,
他们的油不够了。
And their light died out.
那他们的光也就没有了。
We do not want our light to die out, do we?
我们可不希望我们生命中的光死掉了。
We must be prepared all the time,
因为我们需要时时刻刻有这样子的预备,
to do the work of God,
预备来为神,
wherever we find ourselves,
来做事, 不管我们在哪里。
And the second point I want to raise is this.
第二点呢，我们能看到的是
the message.
是神给了一个讯息。
We've been given a mission to go and make disciples.
我们的命令，神给的命令就是让我们去培养门徒。
But before we can make disciples,
但是在培养门徒之前呢,
we have to carry this message to people.
我们先要明白有一个讯息，把这个讯息给人。
And the message is very, very simple.
那这个讯息是很简单。
It can be found in John 3:16-18.
那我们可以看到是约翰福音3:16-18节。
Some of us have read this particular piece of scripture over and over and over again.
很多人都已经非常熟知这个经文了。
And it's that message that we have to carry to let people know about.
其实就是这三节非常重要的经文是在我们跟别人要说起的。
It talks about the love of God.
因为这里面说到了神的爱。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world.
因为神不是来定世人的罪。
But that the world through him might be saved.
而是要叫世人因他得救。
He who believes is not condemned.
那信他的人不被定罪。
But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神独生子的名。
And that simply is the gospel.
这就是我们的福音。
So the message we carry is a gospel-oriented message.
所以我们要去传福音，不如传圣经里头的原话。
And that is the only message that can change lives.
因为这样子的源自原话可以改变人的生命。
And a lot of us, our lives have been changed.
很多人，你们你我已经经历过了，我们的生命已经改变了，不是吗？
When you carry this message to people,
当你把这样子的讯息带给他人的时候，
you don't need to know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
你也许不可能从创世纪一直到启示录全都熟知。
You just tell people about the impact that message has had on you.
你反而可以节选其中的一小节，就像这样来说一说这句话对你有什么样的影响。
So what I ask people to do if you have given your life to Jesus.
所以如果你已经是基督徒，把生命交给了主。
In order that you will not forget your testimony, which is the actual message that you are going to give out.
那如果为了让你有这样的好见证，可以给其他的人。
I advise everyone to write down their testimony.
我是很建议大家会自己写下自己为什么信主的见证。
And it is simply this.
很简单的原因是。
What was my life like before I met Jesus?
在我没信主之前，我的生活如何？
What happened to me when I met Jesus?
那当我认识耶稣了以后，我的生命又如何？
And since I met Jesus, what has my life been like?
那在我认识耶稣之后，在我的生命中又发生了什么？
I hope you get that. Once I was lost.
听明白了吗？就三个部分。第一点，我前面失丧了。
Now I am found.
现在我被耶稣找着了。
Once I didn't know where I was.
曾经我不知道我去哪里。
But now Jesus has come into my life.
但是现在耶稣却进入到了我的生命。
And he has transformed me.
然后他改变我的生命。
And since I gave my life to him.
当我把我的生命交给主耶稣时。
He has been guiding me.
他一直在带领我。
He has been protecting me.
他在保护我。
He has been shielding me.
他在告诉带领我。
And he has shown me so much about his love.
他还给我启示了我很多关于他自己的爱给我。
And that is simply our message.
这是我们给传的简单的。
You don't have to say all kinds of things, you know, and get into arguments.
那你并不需要用其他的方式去开始一种争论。
And if anyone is to ask you, you know, since you believe in Jesus Christ, what is it that shows that, you know, he's really come into your life? Your testimony is the most important thing.
那很多人一般听完了就会问你说，那你这么确定耶稣基督在你的生命当中，那你来讲讲你的生命发生了什么吧。
So when you tell them about John 3 verse 16 to 18, you add your testimony to it. And that is what will challenge them.
所以你先从约翰福音三章十六节到十八节开始，接着呢又把自己个人的经历也放在这个经文里面，两者合在一起讲给别人听。
So if you think you will forget what your testimony is, write it down and learn it by heart.
如果你觉得哦，我平时不善言语，我经常说不好我的见证，那你就把它提前写下来。操练好。
It is not just a formula, but it is something that will encourage you yourself.
这不是一个公式，这个是来帮助你我，来鼓励你我的方式。
So first and foremost, we have been given a mission.
所以
go and make disciples.
所以首先我们已经接受到了神的命令，让我们去培养门徒。
And be able to make disciples, you have to have a message.
那既然要培养门徒的话，你就必须有一个讯息。
Thirdly, the model.
第三呢，就你还需要有个榜样。
What is the model that you have to follow?
你所跟随的榜样是什么样的？
The model you have to follow is the model of Jesus Christ himself.
你所跟随的榜样就是耶稣基督自己的生命的榜样。
And it takes a disciple to be able to make a disciple.
需要造门徒的话，你自己首先是要一个门徒哦。
I hope you understand that.
能明白吗？
It takes a disciple to make a disciple.
你要想培养门徒，那你自己先要是门徒先。
And in the word disciple,there is the word discipline in there.
那在门徒这个英文词里面，你就能够听到一个自律两个字。
So you as a disciple, you have to be disciplined in a certain way.
那作为神的门徒，你就会在生命中有一些局限和自律的事情发生。
And what is this discipline that I'm talking about that you want to pass on to somebody else?
那我说的这种自律 自我控制是种什么东西呢？
Number one.
第一。
Read your Bible every day.
每天读圣经。
You have to read your Bible every day.
每天都需要读圣经的。
And not just read your Bible every day.
不光只是每天读哦。
But you have to pray every day.
你还要祷告着。
And that is a discipline of a disciple.
这个是一个门徒自律的方式。
I remember, you know, back home several years ago when we were teaching children in Sunday school.
我记得很多年前回到我的老家的时候，那个时候我在主日学教孩子们。
We used to teach them, you know, a song which goes like this.
我们那个时候就会教他们唱一首歌，是歌是这样的。
Read your Bible.Pray every day.
读圣经，然后还要每天祷告，这是歌词的意思。
Pray every day.
每天要祷告。
Pray every day.
每天要祷告。
Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow.
如果你想要成长的话，那你每天要读圣经，每天要祷告，这是歌词的意思。
So if you want to grow and become a real disciple, you have to read your Bible and pray every day.
所以你想真的成长到一个真正的门徒，你自己是需要那个每天在读圣经和祷告的人。
That was what a disciple, you know, is supposed to do.
那作为一个门徒，这是他每天活的一个方式和日子。
And Jesus was a typical example of that.
那耶稣基督他自己就是如此的一个好榜样。
And he taught his disciples how to, you know, study.The Bible and to pray every day.
耶稣基督在世的时候就一直在教他的门徒怎么样学习圣经，怎么样祷告。
You know, a verse that I've not put down has just come into my mind. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
在提摩太后书第二章的十五节。
And it says, study to show yourself approved unto God.
说是让我们认认真真的学习在神的里面。
A man who does not need to be ashamed.
一个人他不需要为此来耻辱。
A workman that does not need to be ashamed.
一个努力的这样子在学习的人是不需要为此耻辱的。
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
在神的话语里面能够有分辨的能力，分清楚。
So if you study like Jesus wants you to.
如果你这样子按照基督所教的方式来好好学习。
You will know the truth.
你就会真的知道真理。
And when you know the truth sets you free.
你要知道的是真理的话，这个真理一定叫你得自由。
And no one will be able to deceive you.
因为没有人可以骗得到你了。
Because you know what you're talking about, you know what is inside of you.
因为你知道圣经是在讲什么，你自己，而且这个话语都进入到你自己的生命里面。
And Jesus did this in a very, he did it, he had small groups.
那耶稣基督那个时候有好几种小组。
The Bible tells us that he had 12 disciples around him.
圣经里面记载耶稣有十二个门徒。
And he taught them.
他一个个的教他们呢。
How to pray.
怎么去祷告。
How to study.
怎么去学习。
How to evangelize.
怎么去传福音。
Etc. Et
等等。
And we have certain examples in, for example, Mark chapter 6 verse 46.
我们还有很多的其他的例子，比如说马可福音。
And when he sent them away,He departed to a mountain to pray.
六章四十六节说，他就辞别了他们，往山上去祷告。
So Jesus did not just tell them to pray, but he himself did it.
耶稣基督不是只是嘴上功夫，告诉别人要祷告哦，他自己就是一个好榜样。
Another example is Luke chapter 6 verse 12.
还有就是比如说路加福音第六章。
Now it came to pass in those days.That he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Luke 6:12.
在上面没有，他就辞别了他们，往山上祷告。其实是一个很类似的，在路加福音六章十二节里面也是这么说的。
So you see that when we talk about praying all night, it's not something new. Jesus himself showed his disciples how to do it.
所以讲到我们整夜整夜的祷告，这件事情并不是新的事情哦，因为耶稣一直这么做的。
He prayed all night and he prayed all the time.
他经常会辞别他的门徒，然后晚上上橄榄山去祷告一整晚。
And Mark 1 verse 35 to 38.
马可福音一章三十五到三十八节。
Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, He went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
一章十五节，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来，到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
And Simon and those who were with him searched for him.
西门和同伴追了他去。
When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you."
遇见了就对他说，众人都在找你。
But he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come."
耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村里面去，我也好在那里传道，因为我就是为这事出来的。
Jesus knew his purpose, why he came to the earth.
耶稣知道他来到世上的一个重要目的。
And he wanted his disciples to learn to do the same.
他也希望他的门徒像他这样子学习来做同样的事情。
And after he had done it for some time, he set them a task.
当他自己已经做了很长时间的榜样以后，他就开始布置任务给他的门徒。
And Mark chapter 6 verse 7 tells us what the task was.
那在马可福音六章七节里面，你们可以看到耶稣基督布置给门徒的作业是什么。
And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits.
马可福音六章七节说，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄制服污鬼。
Jesus did not just teach them.
耶稣基督不光是教导而已。
But he wanted them to practice what they have been taught.
他还让他们去实践自己所学到的这些知识。
And when Jesus says, "Go and make disciples," he has taught us so much. We have received so much. A lot of us have been in church for so long. He wants us to go out and do the same.
那耶稣基督对他的门徒的要求，就像我们现在这样，我们在教会一直在听到，一直在学习。那现在神想让我们能够走出去，把他的道传出去，实践出去。
And he did not just send out the 12. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1.
他不光只是把十二个门徒差遣出去了哟，在路加福音十章一节里面说
，This is what we read there.
就我们可以看到这个经文。
After these things, the Lord appointed 70 also and sent them out two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go.
这事以后，主又设立七十个人，差他们两个两个的，在他前面往自己所要的各城各地方去。
So making disciples is not just a method.
所以培养门徒不是一种方法论。
We have to be committed to it.
是我们需要委身的一件事情。
You see, Satan's greatest weapon is our ignorance of God's word.
那很多很多武器，他们是对神的话语是不懂的。
Let me repeat that.
让我来再说一遍。
Satan's greatest weapon is to make sure that we are ignorant of God's word.
撒旦的武器，最大的武器，就是想让你对神的话语无知。
And you find that people who are ignorant,
那你会发现那些对神话语无知的人
can easily be deceived.
很容易被骗到的。
And a lot of people have been deceived because they do not spend time in God's word, they do not spend time to pray, they do not spend time in seeking after God and loving him the way he loves us.
那很多基督徒就容易掉到谎言里面，是因为他们没有自己读过圣经，也没有自己好好祷告，也没有在跟神里面来发展这个关系。
Amen. First and foremost, what? We have a mission.
所以第一，我们强调有一个命令。
Secondly, we have a message.
第二，我们说的了，既然有命令，那就需要有一个讯息。
Thirdly, we have been shown the method of how to prepare ourselves in doing the mission.
那第三，我们刚才就讲到了一个所谓的方法论，就是我们要怎么去实行呢？
And the fourth and final point is the mantle.
那我们讲到现在第四点，就是有一个责任。
Matthew 28:20.
在马太福音二十八章二十节里面说
，Jesus said,
耶稣说
，I am going away, but I will be with you.
说我就要走了，但是我会与你同在。
He said what? He's going away, but he will be with us.
他说他会要走了，但是他仍然会与我们同在。
And so we know that he is with us as he has promised.
所以我们深知耶稣基督现在也是和我们同在，就像他自己所应许的一样。
The verse says what? Teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you.
马太福音二十八章二十节说，要教导他们来遵守我所吩咐你们的，我就常与你们同在。
And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And so it is important for us to do this mission because there is a mantle from heaven. Jesus has promised that he will not leave us alone.
那神给我们有这样的应许，从天上来说，他绝对不会让我们当孤儿，所以我们有这样的责任，要去教导门徒。耶稣说，就会常与我们同在。
Whatever he has told us to do, he will not leave us alone. He will guide us. He will show us how to do it.
凡是主耶稣所教导我们要做的，他不会就把我们直接放那儿去做就好了，他会一直在前面带领我们，帮助我们。
When we are struggling and we call on him,The Bible says what? He hears and he answers prayer.
当我们在挣扎的时候，我们呼喊主的名，主永远都在圣经里面告诉我们说，他听见，他也会回答。
And I know that there are a lot of us here who can attest to the fact that when we pray, we see God's hand at work in our life.
那我们当中有多少人真的可以用你的生命去见证？当我祷告的时候，神是听祷告的。
You see, and one thing you know that I realize is this.
当我认识到一件有一个事情
There are so many who are here who I remember from several years ago.
那我们这里面有很多已经在教会待了好多年的人了，我很多年前就认识你们了。
Xin Yao included and Luke and some others.
包括新瑶啊 ,Luke 等等。
What we did,
我们所做的
we did not just, you know, bring them into church.
我们没有只是把他们带入教会哦。
But we made sure.
我们还确保
that we spend time with them,
我们和他们花时间在一起
and taught them the basics of the Christian life,
来教了他们最基本的基督徒的活的方式
and showed them how to build on it,
然后也告诉他们怎么在这个上面建造生命
that is why they are still here today,
这是为什么你今天还能看见他们
Amen? And I know that some of you have also gone through that experience,
那我也相信你们当中也有很多人也经历了这样的经历
I remember when I was leaving, you know, the church in central London to come over to be the pastor here. I was the pastor in this church for several years before I stepped back from being the pastor.
那我记得我在这个教会当牧师之前，其实我曾经在另外一个教会很多年。
When I announced to the church that I was moving to East Ham,
当我跟我以前的教会说我要搬家了，要搬到 East Ham 这个教会来当牧师的时候
，there was a young man who.After the service,
当时有一个年轻人，就是在聚会以后
，came up to me.
他来跟我说
，and he just put his arms around my neck.
他把他的手抱在我的脖子上面。
And then he kept asking me, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?"
他一直对我说，怎么办？怎么办？你要走了，你要我怎么办呢
？And during this time,
就在这个时间段
，he was actually crying.
他一直在哭。
And when he left me.The whole front of my shirt was wet.
当他离开我的时候，我前面的衬衫全部都被他哭湿了。
What I told him was this.
后来我是这样跟他说的。
We have put the basics, the foundations in you.
我们已经把耶稣基督最基本的教导放在你的里面了。
Go and build on it.
你现在开始自己来建造。
And today he's still going strong. Even though.I'm not with him anymore.
今天就算我没有和他在一起了，他仍然在基督里面的生命很强壮。
And that is the important thing about making sure that we build things in people's lives.
这就是我们需要做的，我们要在人的生命中间继续建立。
And I want to show you what happened on the day of Pentecost.
那我想让你们看一看，在五旬节的那一天发生了什么。
How many of you remember the day of Pentecost?
你们是不是都记得五旬节所发生的事情啊
？Yes, wave to me.
你们要是真的记得的话，跟我挥个手，
right.
让我知道你有读过。
If you don't know, go and read from Acts chapter 2.
那你要是没读过的话，一定要去读《使徒行传》第二章哦。
In Acts chapter 1,
在《使徒行传》的第一章
，the disciples were wondering because Jesus told them that he was going to go away.
耶稣门徒们很迷失，因为他们的主耶稣基督要走。
And he asked them to wait in Jerusalem.
然后耶稣就跟他们说，你们要在耶路撒冷等我。
And they will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你们会被圣灵充满。
The Holy Spirit will come upon them.
圣灵会到你们身上。
And there will be witnesses in Jerusalem.
你们会亲自在耶路撒冷来见证。
Judea.
也会在犹大见证。
Samaria.
还有撒玛利亚见证。
and to the rest of the world.
还有整个世界都会去见证。
And so they waited.
所以他们真的在耶路撒冷等着。
There were so many disciples, but there were only 120 who remained.
那其实门徒很多，可是当时真的留在那里好好等的就是二十几个。
And the Bible tells us that they were in a room praying.
所以他们当时在一个楼上一起祷告。
And waiting.
他们一直在那等待。
And the Bible tells us that in chapter 2, suddenly the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
圣经里面记载说，突然圣灵临到他们身上。
And they began to proclaim the goodness of God.
然后他们就开始在宣告神的良善。
It was so powerful.
很有能力的一件事。
That after Peter had preached,
当彼得祷告讲道以后，
3,000 people gave their life to Christ.
突然3,000人就把他们的生命交给了主。
And they were wondering what to do next.
然后他们就在想，那我下一步要干什么呢？
And this is where the day of Pentecost experience comes in.
那现在我们要看的经文就是当他们已经传过福音以后，后面在做什么？
Acts chapter 2 verse 42 to 47.
使徒行传二章四十二节到四十七节。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.
他们仍然在恒心地遵守使徒的教训。
In the breaking of bread and in prayers.
他们彼此交接掰饼和祷告。
Then fear came upon every soul.
然后众人都惧怕。
And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
因为当时使徒又行了很多的奇迹神迹奇事。
Now all who believed were together.
那些相信的人他们都在一处凡物公用。
And they had all things in common.
凡物公用哦。
And they sold their possessions and goods.
然后他们卖了田产。
And divided them among all as anyone had need.
他们卖了田产家业，照个人所需的分给个人。
So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里祷告。
They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
他们在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Praising God.
赞美神。
And having favor with all the people.
而且也得了众民众的喜爱。
And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
主就将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now what experience am I talking about here?
这是一个怎么样的经历啊？
After they have heard the word,
他们听到了神的话语。
The Bible says what? They continued in the teaching of the apostles.
圣经里面讲，这些人就没有停在那里哦，他们继续恒心的教导使徒教训。
And they had fellowship.
然后他们一直有团契。
You see, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is this.
有一些基督徒可能没有意识到的一点。
When you are together with other people.
当你和其他的基督徒在一起的时候，
of the same mind in Christ.
当你们同心合一的在基督里时，
you are safe.
你们是很安全的。
But the moment you isolate yourself,
但是你要是突然把自己孤立出来，
the devil can target you and finish you off.
那撒旦马上就找到你了，就会把你弄死。
And this was what do you call it? Demonstrated one day by.Somebody who went and visited his friend who he had not seen for a long time.
那我也是听到别人讲到一个故事，就有一个人呢，他去看到一个看他的一个基督徒的朋友，因为他很久没见到他了。
When he visited his friend,
当他去看朋友时，
he did not say anything.
他什么都没有说。
But they sat in front of the fire in the room.
但是他们就坐在他们的火堆前面。
And this guy who had gone to visit this friend that.You know, had isolated himself.
这个去探访他人的这个人呢，他自己其实也把自己孤立了很久。
Just took a tongue and then picked one coal out of the fire and put it to one side.
那他所做的就是他拿到了一个火钳，然后把那个火堆里头的一个炭夹出来放到了一边。
The rest of the fire was burning.
然后那个其他那个火还是在继续燃烧着的。
But the coal that was put to one side,
那个炭放在旁边，离开了火以后呢？
Very soon,
很快就
died out,
就没了，没火了，熄火了。
And then, the friend took the coal that had died out again and put it back into the fire.
然后他的那个朋友呢，又把那个已经熄火了的炭重新放回到火堆里面。
And suddenly, it came back to life again.
突然一下子，这个炭又着上火了。
And he just left.
然后他离开。
And the friend understood this lesson that had been shown to him.
这个朋友突然明白了里面其中的道理。
That it is important that we have fellowship.
他意识到他必须要跟基督徒一起团契。
That is why I believe the church encourages everyone to be part of a cell group.
这是为什么教会一直在鼓励你要隶属在一个小组里面聚会。
Because in the cell group, that is where you learn. And that is the example that we see in Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47.
因为在小组里面才是你要可以学到东西的地方。
They continued in the teaching of the apostles.
就是在小组里面你才会像使徒行传2章42节里面说的, 你会继续恒心地学习和遵守使徒的教训。
They had fellowship and they ate together.
他们一起团契, 他们还一起吃饭。
And that is how we need to grow people.
这就是我们怎么样帮助人成长的一个方法。
But the question you ask me is, how do I do it as an individual?
那你一定会问我了，那我一个人力量薄弱怎么做呢？
Maybe I've met somebody, I've told him the gospel, and the person has accepted Jesus.
也许我真的是这样，出去有传福音啊，跟人说了福音，那个人也信了。
What I'll say to you is this.
那我想告诉你的是,
maybe the person lives far away.
也许那个人跟你住得很远。
Thank God for technology.
感谢主，我们现在有技术。
Thank God for technology.
我们现在有电话了。
We have Zoom.
我们还有网上的。
We have WhatsApp video.
还有各种聊天群。
We have Telegram.
各种所有的。
We have all sorts of things on our phone.
现在的技术很丰富。 在电话上什么都可以做得到。
So we being disciples,
当我们成为门徒,
who have learned to pray and to study the word,
我们自己祷告, 然后我们来学习神的话语。
We can teach other people through, you know, WhatsApp video.
我们也可以借着这种网上的技术, 能够让其他的人可以一起来祷告, 一起来学习。
We can teach them to read their Bibles.
我们可以教导。 可以教导他们来每天怎么读圣经，可以让大家一起来祷告。
And through that, they will grow.
借着这样的方式，他们就会在成长。
So we have no excuse for sitting back.
所以我们没有任何的借口说要坐在那儿什么都不做。
Because we have been given a mission by Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督给了我们这样的命令。
We have been given a message.
我们也给主也给了我们这样的讯息。
And Jesus Christ is our model.
所以耶稣基督还给了我们他自己本人的榜样。
And so we have to carry that mantle forward.
所以我们需要把这个责任继续的推行下去。
And just like, you know, it said at the end of Acts chapter 2 verse 47.
就像使徒行传2章47节所说的。
Said what? Many were added to the church daily.
主就将得救的人天天加给他们。
Because they did not stop discipling.
因为他们一直就没有停止培养门徒的这个作为。
And the question I want to ask you before I bring the message to a close is this.
所以在我们结束之前，我想问你一个问题。
Are you a disciple of Jesus?
你自己是耶稣的门徒吗？
Are you a disciple of Jesus?
你是门徒吗？
Jesus is saying, go and make disciples.
耶稣就对你这个门徒说，你要出去再继续培养门徒。
There is no need for you to fear.
你不需要害怕。
Because he has promised he will be with you.
因为神说了一定与你同在。
You know, and sometimes, you know, the amazing thing is this.
那很多最基本的情况是,
the Bible says,
奇妙的是,
when we are stuck, Jesus himself, when we call on him, he will bring to remembrance the things that we already know.
最奇妙的就是当你觉得你卡住了，可是耶稣基督就会去提醒你曾经所教导你的事情。
So if you have been reading your Bible and you've been learning,
所以你一直在，如果你自己一直在学习圣经，在学习神的话语的时候，
when it comes to the crunch,
突然你生命中卡住了，
you will not be found wanting.
你就不会，
because the Lord will reveal himself to you.
因为神会亲自把他自己再次启示给你，来提醒你。
Oh, hallelujah, what an awesome God we serve.
我们的神多好啊， hallelujah.
He has promised.
他向你我应许。
And he never fails.
然后他从来没有失败过。
Jesus never fails.
耶稣基督从来不会失言。
He never fails.
他绝不失言。
And therefore, when he gives us a task,
所以当耶稣基督给我们一个作业,
let us not trust in ourselves.
让我们不要把相信放在自己的身上。
Let us trust in him.
我们把信心放到神的身上。
That's why Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says,
这是为什么, 箴言第三章说,
trust in the Lord with all your heart.
用全心全意的来信靠神。
And lean not on your own understanding.
不要靠自己的方式。
In all your ways, acknowledge him.
在你所有的方式里面都要认识主。
And he will direct your path.
主会亲自来带领你前面的路。
Our God is able.
我们的神这么的有能力。
To do far more.
可以做的比我们想象的更多。
Than we can think or imagine.
然后我们可以想到，也可以被启示到。
And as I said earlier, some people are still here today.
所以我说，很多人你们今天还在这里。
Because they were prepared to be discipled.
因为是前面被门徒的原因。
So go out.
所以现在要出去。
And make disciples.
要继续培养更多的门徒。
Teaching them.
要教导他们。
All the things that you have learned.
所有你所学到的知识。
And the Lord will be with you always.
神会一直与你同在。
Remember, don't stay away from your cell group.
记不记得那个时候你在你自己小组所学习的。
Have fellowship.
还就像你曾经那样子的团契，同样来做。
And the devil cannot target you.
那魔鬼是没有办法把你当靶子、当靶心来攻击你的。
Shall we stand as we pray?
让我们一起来站立，我们来祷告。
I don't know who you are or what is in your heart.
我不知道你是谁，也不知道你的心里面到底在想什么。
I don't know what you've heard today.
我也不知道你今天到底听到了什么。
But I believe that the Lord wants you.
但是我知道神想要得着你。
To do His work.
想让你来做他的工作。
What do you do with what He has given you?
那你所要做的都是神已经给了你的。
Someone said some time ago.
很多人很多年前说过这样的话。
That who is a disciple?
谁是门徒呢？
A disciple is someone who has found bread.
那门徒是那个先找到面包的人。
And he is calling other people to come and see where this bread is.
那他就赶快叫其他的还没有面包的人说：“你快来看看这个面包。”
He is not keeping it to himself.
他没有把这个面包自己独自分享。
And we don't have to be selfish with what God has given us.
所以我们不会说，因为神给了我们礼物，我们就自己独自分享了。
More so because the world is becoming darker and darker.
同时，在这个世界又变得越来越的黑暗。
So we need to teach people.
所以我们需要去教导人。
To pray.
教导他们祷告。
We need to teach people.
我们需要去教导。
To study the word of God.
他们来学习神的话语。
We need to teach people.
我们还需要去教导。
How to be reliant on God.
怎么样去一步步的信靠神。
And as we do that.
当我们如此行事。
Our numbers will grow.
我们的人数就会加增。
It's not just about numbers.
这个不是说人数多么重要啦。
But it's about preparing people for heaven.
但是却是在预备人生命的建立进入天国。
Do you want your friends to go to heaven?
你想你的朋友们都在天国里吗？
Because you are on your way to heaven.
因为你自己也是进入天国的，是吗？
And I believe your answer will be yes.
所以我相信你一定说是的。
So do not sit down.
所以不能够就这么停止不前哦。
Go and make disciples.
要去培养门徒。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I want to thank you so much for today.
父神啊，我们为今天来感谢你。
I want to thank you for your word to us today.
我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
That you have given us a mission.
你给了我们一个命令。
To go and make disciples.
去培养门徒。
Thank you, that Lord God, you have given us a model.
主啊，谢谢你亲自为我们做了一个榜样。
With a message.
亲自给了我们一个讯息。
Our model is Jesus Christ.
我们的榜样就是主你自己，耶稣基督。
Who himself spent time with his disciples.
就是你自己亲自和门徒这样的花时间在一起。
Showing them how to pray.
让他们知道如何祷告。
Showing them how to study.
让他们知道如何学习圣经。
Showing them how to evangelize.
来教他们如何来传福音。
Father, we want to thank you that mantle has been passed on to us.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为这个责任今天又在我们的身上了。
And Lord, we want to pray.
主啊，我们来祷告。
That as disciples ourselves,
那我们自己作为门徒也是。
We want to make disciples.
同样的要去培养门徒。
Through that,
借着
many,
很多
many,
很多
many more people,
很多很多的人
who come to know this Jesus,
会因为我们这样做来到你面前
that we have known,
来认识我们所认识的这位主耶稣
and they will learn to trust him too.
能够也学习怎么样来信靠主。
We pray that Lord God,
主啊，我们这样祷告。
You give us the strength,
你给我们力量。
Not to fear,
不去害怕。
but to trust
而是信靠,
in the Lord
在主里信靠,
with everything that is within us.
在我们里面所赐给我们所有的一切,
and through that,
借着我们所做,
we'll be able to defeat the world.
我们可以打败这世上的,
we'll be able to defeat the devil.
我们可以打败魔鬼的诡计,
and many will come to know you,
还有更多的人能够来认识你,
to live for you,
能够为你而活,
and to trust in you.
能够信靠你,
we give you glory
我们在这里给你荣耀,
and praise.
我们这样子赞美你,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名,
Amen.
Amen.
If you're clapping, clap.
Let us be a prayer. Sing this song as a prayer to our God.
让我们今天来唱这首歌的时候，是像祷告一样的唱给我们的主听。
Maybe you had the love and fire to preach the gospel a long time ago.
也许你的心里面曾经有过这样的爱和火热，想传福音。
And the Lord is asking you again, would you be my vessel to make disciples?
那今天主再次问你，你愿意成为我的门徒，去培养门徒吗？
I'm coming back soon.
我就要回来了。
Therefore, would you be my vessel?
那你今天愿意成为我的器皿吗？
In your conversation with people, put in a good word about me.
在你跟别人聊天的过程当中，提起我好吗？
And I'll be with you.
我会一直与同在。
耶和华我的主啊，求你使我的随心所心中所想，直到我在敬拜中献上自己。 Father, we will notice the tug of the Holy Spirit as you tug us, Lord. That's the point to enter. That's the point to share. That's the point you mentioned about the testimony that you've heard. That's the point to share about what God has done in my life. Father, that we will respond. We will cooperate with you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Urge us, the Father. 当圣灵你叫我们的时候, 我们会回应, 我们会回应, 跟你一起, 一起同工, 来将你的福音传出去, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 As I said earlier,
刚才我有提到说,
you don't need to know Genesis to Revelation.
你不是说非要从创世纪一路知道所有到启示录, 所有都知道。
It's all about your personal testimony.
其实都是关乎你自己生命的见证。
That's all.
就是关乎你自己的。
What your life was like.
你之前是什么样的。
Before you met Jesus.
在认识基督前。
And when you met Jesus,
当你认识基督以后，
what he did for you,
他对你做了什么？
Forgiving you your sins,
他宽恕了你的罪，
cleansing you from your past,
洁净了你过去的一切，
and giving you a brand new life,
给了你一个全新的崭新的生命。
And the impact is hard on you since you gave your life to him.
那问题就是在你这已经把你的生命交托以后，后面要发生什么？
Answered prayers.
神回答你的祷告。
And he revealing so much to you.
他已经给你启示了很多。
That's all you want to share.
你所分享的是你自己得启示的东西。
It is not a difficult thing.
不是一件很难的事情哦。
And the, above all.
那总的来说，
he has promised
神自己有这样的应许，
that he will never leave you，
神自己说绝对不会离开你，
nor forsake you，
也不会抛弃你。
See, fear is not of God.
所以如果凡里面有惧怕都不是从神来的。
what I term fear is this，
当我们这么看惧怕，
you know, something that could not even happen，
就是我们所惧怕的东西基本上都不会发生。
You are really already afraid of it.
你很多时候自己在怕而已。
But when you step out in faith,
那我今天让你带着信心走出来。
You see how amazing God is.
你可以看到神伟大的计划和多么奇妙在你生命里面。
And he will show you how to go about it.
神会自己一步一步地带领你怎么去做。
Trust in him.
来相信神。
Trust in him.
相信我们的主。
The Bible says, anyone who puts their trust in God,
圣经里面说，凡信靠主的，
will never be put to shame.
都绝不会失望。
You will not see shame.
你会不会失望的？
But you see the glory of God.
你会看到神的荣耀。
Coming upon you.
在你的身上。
As you do His will.
就在你做事的时候。
All of us are meant to be witnesses.
每个人，我们每个人都应该是主的见证人。
It is not for the professionals like us.
不是说只有某些人才能做。
All of us.
是我们每一个人。
Every one of us.
是我们当中的每一位。
Go.
所以我们要出去。
And make disciples.
要培养门徒。
And you see.
然后你会看到。
The power.
看到。
That you have.
大能，神所给你的大能。
Never doubt yourself.
不要怀疑自己。
Because.He is in you.
因为神在你的里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。